know that not only is wisdom a gift of God, but it comes with its own carved out pillars? The pillars are carved, meaning they are chiseled out of a rough medium. And what are the seven pillars of wisdom mentioned in Proverbs 9, verse 1? The seven pillars of wisdom are considered to hold up the roof of the temple, so they must be pretty important, and it is no small thing, so I think we should really pay attention. From what I can discover, as the Lord gave it to me, is that the seven pillars are ethics, humility, instruction, discipline, knowledge, integrity, and honesty. Ethics, the moral standards governing our conduct, and those standards begin with God. Humility, our being lowly, holding others up higher than ourselves, for even the most gifted people don't please God if their gifts are unaccompanied by justice, kindness, and humility. Proverbs says humility comes before honor. Instruction, understood through the sense of education from the reframing and reforming of his people. Discipline, corrective action like a father directs his son, comparatively seen in the hardships of the wilderness, contrasted by God's miraculous provision. Knowledge, receiving and understanding words of insight, learning to use interrogative words like who, what, where, when, how, and why. Having our spiritual eyes opened through the idea of seeing. Integrity, a character development which purposely chooses righteousness, truth, and a devotion to the word of the Lord. Integrity, like a lamb without spot or blemish. And honesty, being morally clear, knowing right and doing right, where your conscience and your character agree, always opposing the lie and being vulnerable for others to speak into your life. You know, it's always the right time to do the right thing. So, from that, we can easily see the gift of wisdom is not small potatoes, and not only is it a gift, but it's also intrinsic to the inspiration of the fruits of the Spirit. It is a fountain of essential life. And like water flowing from a hidden spring, the gift of wisdom inspires valor and simple faith in the truth. Psalm 111, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever." It begins with knowing who God is and who we are in comparison to Him, which leads to understanding and then to practicing righteousness. Practicing is a key word. Friends, we've gotta put it in gear, let the clutch out, and get on down the road. It's not gonna work to just sit in the driveway and rev the engine. Having trouble with being motivated in your worship of the Lord? Let me say that a life of wisdom ultimately results in the praise of God. It doesn't end with knowledge, but it is more obviously seen in transformed hearts and lives. I don't think I've ever considered wisdom as a gift until now, but now that I'm digging into it, it is obviously not something I can get just by reading a book. True, the book is highly likely to have at least some words of wisdom, but unless the Lord opens our eyes to see and own those words, they are just words on a page. It's not enough to read snappy words and catchy sayings, saying wow a lot. You actually have to do it. This appears to be a realization David had, as expressed in the opening words of Psalm 119, verse 8. when the psalmist cries out, "Open my eyes, Lord." How often do we read and not comprehend what we read? How often do we hear and not understand what we've heard? Oh, we've got the words down all right, but do they really get any traction in our hearts? I think it would be fair to say that these days in our country, people read but they don't comprehend, and they hear but they don't actually understand what they heard. God's gift of wisdom enables us to have clear-sightedness, intelligence, and buried within the very word is the idea of a holy mouth that speaks life to brighten and animate others. Meaning, God's gift of wisdom is not just for ourselves, but also for those around us. His gifts, whatever they may be, were never intended for us to have and practice in secret, hidden away in a back room, only being practiced for those elite Christians or those in leadership we deem worthy somehow. I don't believe the Lord ever meant for us to keep wisdom only for ourselves, but to share. Give it away. Buy the truth and sell it not. Meaning, we may give it to others, but not at a price to be exacted from those in need. Grace came by Jesus Christ. It was a free gift to whomsoever would have it. And so are the gifts, endowments, or manifestations for the whomsoever's that would have them.